We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Yud Dalet, which is on page 50. Dinei tzitzis sha'ason eino yehudi v'noshim v'tala sh'ula. A little bit of a mixture of halachas here, but very interesting. The halachas of tzitzis that were made by a non-Jew or by a woman, and a baro talis. And here in this siman we'll get involved in very interesting halachas about when a person gets an aliyah, and he borrows someone's talis, or he uses the shul's talis, make a bracha, not make a bracha. Later in the siman we'll get into that, mitzvah Hashem. Really tomorrow night. But for tonight, we'll start with Halacha Aleph. The Mechaber says, Tzitzis sha'ason eino yehudi pasul. Tzitzis that were made by a non-Jew are pasul. Diksiv daber el b'nei Yisrael. As we know, the parasha of Tzitzis in Kriya Shema starts off, daber el b'nei Yisrael. La puke eino yehudi. It's coming to exclude a goy. So that's clear in the Mechaber that a goy who does it will see exactly what it's talking about. It's putting the strings in the garment. That if that's done by a non-Jew, it is pasul. V'ha'isha k'sheira la'asosan. So the Mechaber paskins that a goy is pasul and an isha is k'sheira. The Ramah writes, however, v'yesh machmirim lahatrich anoshim sheyasu oson. The Ramah says there are those who are machmir to require a man to do this asiya. V'tov la'asos kein l'chadchila. L'chadchila, it is better to follow that mahalach and to have a man do it. So the Ramah argues on the isha but not on the goy. So a goy, everyone agrees, cannot do it. And by an isha, the Mechaber says she's kosher. And the Ramah said that there are those who require dafka a man, and it's good to be machmir l'chadchila to have a man doing it. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. What does it mean, sha'ason, a guy that made the tzitzis? What does that mean to make the tzitzis? Pirish, shehitilon babeged. The guy placed the strings in the garment. Pasul afilu b'Yisrael omed al gabo umlamdeu lasos l'shma. It's going to be a puzzle if the guy put the strings inside the hole of the garment, even if a Jew is standing over him and teaching him to do a l'shma. De'iluim tova'an eino yehudi o shazaron. We learned earlier that if the guy does the spinning of the strings, or he does the shazira, the intertwining of the strings, ba'ofen zeh, in this manner, with the Jew standing over him, teaching him to do a l'shma, it's kosher laharash. We had a machlokas, the Rush and the Rambam, and the Rush said it was okay. Kemosha kosev l'el b'simen yud alef sebez. But over here, when it comes to the asiya, that's not going to be good by a non-Jew. V'davka im techavo bakonof, and this is specifically if he stuck the strings into the corner, o asa ha'chulya o ha'kesha rishon, or he did the first wrappings around, or he made the first knot. Aval, however, im ha'chulya va'kesha rishon asa Yisrael. But if a Jew put the strings in the garment, they did the first knot, they did the first set of wrappings, v'ha'eno yehudi gomar sha'ar ha'chulyos va'aksharim de'enon rak l'mitzvah ba'alma, kosher. So if the Jew started off and did everything that's required d'oraisa, and the guy finished off the extra credit parts of the mitzvah, which is only l'mitzvah ba'alma, that would be okay. So the limitation of the guy, like we see over here, is sticking it into the garment and then doing the first knots and the first wrappings. That would be usher. But if a Jew does those first three stages, putting it into the garment, doing the knot and the wrappings, or the wrappings and the knot, which we discussed earlier, and then the guy does the rest, then it would be okay. That's when it comes to a non-Jew. And then we said in the Mechaber that an ish is ksheira, but the Ramah said there are those who are machmir lahatzrich anoshim. So if you look at Sivkotan Beis, lahatzrich anoshim, vafilu omid al gaban lo mahani, even if a man is standing over the woman, it will not help. Mishum dehaksiv b'nei Yisrael v'asu, mashma gan lamait b'nos Yisrael. Those who are machmir that say a woman shouldn't do it, it's also from this pasuk of Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'asu, which is mashma also b'nei Yisrael and not b'nos Yisrael, and therefore women are out. Therefore, standing over them doesn't help. If it's a gzeres akasa that they can't do it, it's not an inyan of lishma, it's just the Torah says they can't do it. And the same way standing over the guy wouldn't work, so too standing over the woman, it wouldn't work. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkotan Gimel, so we said some are machmir to have men do it. Dafka hatliya b'habeged. This is specifically referring to the sticking of the tzitzis into the garment. Aval hatviya v'hashazira mutter ayidei noshim. But like we learned earlier in Hilchos Tzitzis, the spinning and the intertwining, that is mutter for women to do. It's only the asiya, the placing it in the garment, that is asur for the women to do, according to this other, the machmir shita. And then the Ramah said, l'maisa, it's tov lasos kein l'chadchila. L'chadchila, it is better to have a man doing the asiya. So look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Dalet. V'chein ro'i v'nochon shelo lasos l'chadchila hatolas atzitzis babeged shel godol al yidei koton pochos meyud gimel shonim. So too, here the Mishnah Berurah switches gears a little bit. He's going on that which the Mechaber, the Ramah said, it's better for a man to do it, not a woman. Says the Mishaburah, it's also befitting that lechatchila, the tzitzis should not be placed in a beged of a gadol by a katan less than 13 years old. The same way a woman shouldn't do it, a katan should not do it. Avalim hu ben yud gimel shanav yom echa, but if the boy is 13 years old, av shalo hevi shtei saros, even if he did not yet bring shtei saros, afilu lechatchila in lechachmir, even lechatchila you don't have to be machmir, it's okay once he turns 13. The Arzos Achayim says not only is it okay b'di'evid, which is mashma from the first shita, that l'chatchila a katan shouldn't do it, but b'di'evid it's okay. The Arzos Achayim goes further and says that even l'chatchila a katan could do it. So in the Mishabur here we have two shitas by a katan. One says l'chatchila he shouldn't do it, which is mashma b'di'evid he can do it, and the second shita says l'chatchila he could do it. But the Mishabur ends up with a very important point. The choze dafka begodol omer al gabu hamelamdeo lasos l'shma. That which we say a katan could do it, but the evir or the chatchila is only if a godol is standing over him, training him and teaching him how to do it l'shma. Aval belav hachi. But if he doesn't have a godol omer al gabov, afilu im kvar hitilom hakatan babeged. Even if the katan already put the strings in the garment, tarach lahatiram velachser velitnam. You're gonna have to take them out and redo them. It's not good. So this is a very important point. We're going to come back to this when we see a Bir Halacha and some notes. But that's what was coming out over here. On that which, just summarizing, that which the Ramah said, that it's better for a man to do it, l'chatchila, and not a woman. So the Mishaburah says, so too when it comes to a katan. One shita says, l'chatchila, a katan shouldn't do it, right? But b'di'evid he can. And one shita says, l'chatchila, a katan could do it. But the Mishaburah says, all these shitas that are lenient by a katan, it's only if there's a gadol omer al gabav. And again, the case of the Mishaburah is a katan doing it for the talus of a gadol. That's important, as you'll see soon, because soon we're going to discuss a katan doing it for himself.
Don't usually say that a ben yud gimel who's loy hevi shtei saros is considered a katan.
Usually we say that. It could be what he means over here is that we don't know that he brought shtei saros. I have a feeling that's what he means. If we don't know, so then there's a chazaka of rabba that he does, that a 13-year-old does have shtei saros. I don't know if the Mishaburah means that we know for sure he doesn't have the shtei saros, because otherwise I think you're correct. Yeah, I know. I'm just not sure. Okay, let's see the last Mishaburah, and then we're going to see a couple of notes, and we'll see the Bir Halacha as well. So again, we said that it's good to have a man doing it as opposed to a woman l'chatchila. Aval b'di'evid mutter, but b'di'evid it is okay to have a woman doing the placing of the strings inside the tzitzis. Va'afilu below omer al gaba nemenes lomer shi'itilu l'shem tzitzis. And even if a man is not standing over the woman, she is believed to say that she put it in l'shem tzitzis, and b'di'evid if she did it, where it's okay. So even if she says she did it l'shma and it wasn't with anyone standing over her, it would be okay. Let's look at a couple of notes, and then we'll see a very interesting bir halacha. Let's start with note number one. Note number one is going on that which the Mishaburah said in Sipkaton Beis. The reason why some are machmir that a man should do it and not a woman is from that very pasuk that excludes a goy. It says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael. So b'nei Yisrael and not a goy. And b'nei Yisrael, and some say, l'me'utei b'nos Yisrael. So he asks Akasha, note number one, what about a ger? Does b'nei Yisrael exclude a ger? So l'gabi asiyah sits ayidei ger, kosav apri migodim, even though Tosas as a shaila is a ger considered in that category of Bnei Yisrael, since we learn out that gerim are chayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis, the Gemara learns out because the hekeshem kilayim to tzitzis. So since they're chayiv in kilayim, they're chayiv in tzitzis as well. Memelek sheirim laasosa kilom istaber lamatam. So the Prima Gadim says, Memela, since they're chayiv in the mitzvah, they'll be kosher to do it, because it doesn't make sense that someone who's chayiv in the mitzvah wouldn't be allowed to prepare the mitzvah. In note number two, we're going on that which we said in the Mishaburah, that it's roi v'nochon l'chadchila that a katan should not do it. Mashma shebidyevit ain't sarach l'hatir as atzitzis. It's mashma that bidyevit, if a katan did do it, it's okay. V'chein kosav l'hadya b'bir halacha. Fine. That we pointed out. And the last note that we'll see, and then we'll go to the Bir Halacha, is note number three. We said that this heter of having a katan do it l'chatchila b'di'evid is only if a gadol is omer al gabav. So he just reviews what we learned earlier in the Bir Halacha. He says, "B'bir din omer al gabav kasa b'bir halacha l'el l'inyan tviyas chutei atzitzis." When it came to spinning the strings of the tzitzis, when we said it works with a gadol omer al gabav, she tzorach ha gadol lahazir as ha'akum o as ha katan b'meshe kol shoas ha'asiyah. Shelo yasiya daito klal. It has to be. It's not a one-time thing. Oh, remember to do it lishma. You have to be there constantly, being mechazik and to do it lishma. The ain dai b'mesh omer lo kein pam achas kodem asiya. It's not enough to tell him once. You have to be mamish over him to make sure that he is staying focused on his lishma. Now let's see a very interesting bir halacha. If you look at the first bir halacha, lahatzrich anashim. So let's just review what the Mishnah Berurah said. The tzad to require a man to do it and not a woman is from the pasuk of Dabir al Bnei Yisrael, which possibly, according to one shita, excludes women. Zok de Be'alocha, I am the Mishnah Berurah. V'hu atam shel ma'aram shehuva b'agos maimini. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the reason of the ma'aram, which is brought in agos maimini. V'lo hetakti atam mishum d'hadu rabbeinu tam. But I did not bring in the Mishnah Berurah the other reason which we might want to exclude women from doing the asiyah of the tzitzis, which is that of rabbeinu tam. K'di'itz of the Magen Avram, that the Magen Avram brings down, mishum d'kol she'eno b'levi she'eno b'asiyah. He says anyone who's not chayiv in the wearing of tzitzis is not allowed to do the asiyah. So that's another reason why we would pater women from being able to do the tzitzis. Since they're pater from tzitzis, they're not included in the mitzvah tzitzis, they can't do the asiyah. That's another reason the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring down. But there's a very big nafkamina between the two reasons. V'nafkamina gam liyeser ha-mitzvos lulav v'sukkah. This nafkamina would be that if you learn it from the gzeris ha-kos of Bnei Yisrael and not Bnei Yisrael, it's a din exclusive to tzitzis. But if you learn that whatever mitzvah a woman is not chayivim, she can't do the asiyah, then a woman wouldn't be able to put together your lulav and esrog. A woman wouldn't be able to build a sukkah because she's not included in the kiyum of the mitzvah, and therefore she wouldn't be able to do the asiyah. So there would be a very big nafkamina if you learned this reason for why the women should not do the asiyah of the tzitzis. Why didn't I bring it down? Says the Chavetz Chaim. Mishum de mashma b'darche Moshe shelo choshesh rak l'maram. Darche Moshe, which is the Rama, he's mashma that he wasn't concerned except for the Rama shita, and therefore that's all I brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein ba'olas tamer matzasi kein, and so too by the olas tamer I found only that reason. Im kein ein lahachmir gam bekatan. Memela, if the reason why we're excluding women is Bnei Yisrael v'lo Bnos Yisrael, it wouldn't exclude Katanim. But if we say the other reason, whoever's not included in the mitzvah is not can't do the asiyah, it would also knock out a Katan. So he writes, Im kein ein lahachmir gam bekatan. Therefore, we're in the Bir Halacha. Therefore, we don't have to be machmir by a Katan either. V'chein matzasi b'artzos achayim. Mikom makom, says the Bir Halacha, but in any case, Kevan shapri megadim v'derach achayim etiku lahalacha liyizor lechadchila yidei katan. Since these achronim do bring down lahalacha to be careful that a katan shouldn't do it, l'maisa roi v'nochon lasos kein. It's befitting not to have a katan do it, even though according to the reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Maram, a katan would be okay, but if the other reason, a katan wouldn't be okay.
I have proof of you that that's wrong.
That what's wrong?
Woman has a male baby, right? She made the male baby, right? And he has to have a bris.
Cute. Says the Bir Halacha Vayter. So again, so the Chavetz Chaim is saying that it's roi to be cautious that a katan shouldn't do it, to be concerned for this reason of Rabbeinu Tam. And now he gets into an interesting discussion about a katan. Upashit da katan la'atzmo mutter lahatel tzitzis l'kulyalma. But it's pashit, this whole discussion, I pointed this out in the Mishnah Berurah, this inyan of being machmir that a katan shouldn't put the strings in his garment, that's only for a gadol. But a katan to make his own tzitzis, that would be okay. I was happy to see this Bir Halacha, because when I was in camp once, when I was a little boy, we made tzitzis. And I remember being excited to wear the tzitzis that I made. So a katan, avada, says in the Mishnah Berurah, could wear the tzitzis that he made. Imraki gil lechinuch shehu mechuyav midrabanan b'mitzvah tzitzis u'mikri bar levisha lahotzi atzmo b'tzitziosav. So he says it's pasha that a katan himself would be allowed to put the tzitzis in according to everyone, if he's as long as he's a gil lechinuch, there he's already mechuyav midrabanan the mitzvah tzitzis. He's considered a bar levisha, and therefore he can be motzi himself with his tzitzis. And then he goes even further, says a bigger chiddush, and then we'll see a couple of interesting notes on this. V'yoser nirali, and further it appears to me, da'afilu in kfar nase godol ben yud gimel shana. Even if this cute little 12-year-old boy made a pair of tzitzis in camp, and he comes home and he's wearing it, and then he gets bar mitzvah a few months later, ain't tzarech lahatir tzitzios, that he can keep it on. So the tzitzis he made as a katan for himself when he was a katan, he can continue wearing when he's a godol also. He can't make the tzitzis for a gadol. But if he made it for himself as a katan, he can continue wearing it as a gadol. Very interesting. That would be like a case of b'di'evit. We said b'di'evit, a katan could do it. So therefore, if a katan made it for himself when he was a katan, now that he becomes a gadol, he can continue wearing it. Ubidyevid ain't lochosh hod Rabbeinu Tam, but the Evid, we're not worried about Rabbeinu Tam. The Cholzeim Yodea Biatzmo Shehitilim Oz Lishma. This is as long as he knows that when he was 12 years old and he made it, that he knew that he did it Lishma. If he says he did it Lishma for himself when he was 12, he can continue wearing it when he is bar mitzvah. I think he might be able to lend it out also. We'll see. We'll see in a couple of notes. I think he might be able to. We'll see. It's a good question. So I want to point out a couple of interesting notes over here. If you look first at note number 6, we just said in the Bir Halacha, it's poshut that a katan himself is mutter to put it. This isn't according to everyone. Midvarov elu daik hagon revel yoshev she'efsher lechanech katan lemitzvos becheifet shel mitzvah haposel legodol. I don't know if anyone remembers this from Hilchos Lulav. We had this. There's a machlokas in the poskim whether a katan has to just do the maisa hamitzvah the same, but he doesn't actually have to be mekayim the mitzvah, or does everything have to be exactly right? So Rav Yosha points out from this Bir Halacha, you see clearly the katan is making the tzitzis when he's 12 years old. If a katan really can't make tzitzis for a gadol, so how is he a katan wearing tzitzis that a katan made? If he has to be mekayim the mitzvah the exact way that a gadol has to be mekayim it, so the same way a gadol shouldn't wear tzitzis that a katan made, so the katan for a chinuch shouldn't wear tzitzis that a katan made. So Rav Yosha said, you see from here that since as long as he's doing the maisa mitzvah, he's wearing pair of tzitzis that in his mind it looks the same, so that's fine, even though in the way it was made wouldn't be appropriate for a gadol. That's what Rav Yosha points out. We had this discussion earlier.
But you see that it's more. There's more to it because the next line, the Bir Halacha says that he himself is allowed to wear those tzitzis when he becomes a gadol. So what he did, what he did was okay. There must be some other reason why.
You're saying the fact that we see it would be okay for a gadol.
Something else. Maybe Chayish said he didn't do the Shema. I don't know what it is, but
yeah. So we're going to see that. You're saying a very good point. You're saying an excellent point, right? Maybe Rav Yosha's raya is not such a clear raya because since in this case, this is what Shlomi is saying, a very good point. That if we would just say the katan could wear it stam, so that's one thing. But we're saying that the katan could wear it even when he becomes a gadol. So we see, at least in some ways, this tzitzis is good for a gadol. So why should he, as a katan, be any worse than a gadol? So you don't have a raya from here necessarily that by a different mitzvah, where a gadol wouldn't be yotzei at all, ever, with this chayfetz, that he would be able to be yotzei with it. That's what Shlomi is asking. It's an excellent question. Very good ha'ara. What?
Only through him wearing it, then maybe someone else could wear it.
No, but even forget someone else, which you asked, which is an excellent question. He's just saying, for sure, the Chavetz Chaim said Mefurish, that he could wear it when he's a gadol. So we see this Chavetz Shal Mitzvah is 100% fine for some gadol. So then why shouldn't it be okay for the katan? Right? So you don't have a raya from here. The Rabbi Yosha wants to get a raya from here that in general, in mitzvahs, in chinuch, a new rule of chinuch, that chinuch, you don't need to be doing it to the T. It doesn't have to be everything exact. Here it is exact, because since it's good for some gadol, shkoyach it's not good for another gadol if he just did it for him. But sometimes, and in this case, it will be good for the gadol. So the katan's fulfilling what a gadol would fulfill. That's a very good point. Let's go weiter. In note number 7, this interesting thing, especially for those of us who are learning Gemara Brachos. So we said over here, I'm just going to read the line of the Bir Halacha again, as long as he reached chinuch, that he's mechuyev mederabanan b'mitzvah tzitzis. So he says in note number 7, Mashmos Dvarov, Shemitzvas Chinuch Mutelas ala Katan Atzmo. It's Mashav from here, the Lashon of the Bir Halacha, that the mitzvah of Chinuch is incumbent on the child himself and not only on the father. That's the discussion. Is the mitzvah of Chinuch not a chiyuv on the son, just a chiyuv on the father to mechanech the son? Or is it a chiyuv on the son himself? He says it's Mashav from over here, that from the Lashon, that it's a chiyuv on the Katan himself. Okay. He says it's machlokas in the Gemara and Brachos on Daf Memches, which we learned recently. But fine. One more point, and this is the key point, the note number 9, that we said that even if when he becomes a gadol, he can continue wearing the pair of tzitzis that he made as a katan. Look at note number 9. Mistimas l'shono mashma shelo tzarech sheyia gadol omid al gabo v'shasa talas tzitzis. From the Bir Halacha, we don't see anything about a gadol standing over him. Just when he made tzitzis when he was 12 for himself, it's okay, and he continued wearing it when he was 13, even though there was no gadol omid al gabov. Even though the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan Dalad said at the end, I emphasize this point, when we said some say a katan could do it lachatchila, some say a katan could do it b'dieved for a gadol, right? And we said, but according to everyone, it's only if the gadol is omer al gabav. But here the Bir Halacha says the katan could do it for himself, and he can even wear it when he becomes a gadol, and it's mashmaf no gadol is omer al gabav. So he points out here, a beautiful svara from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says at the end of the note, "Sha'afal pishel inyan talas shel acherim eino neman lomar sheyodeh lechavin lishma." Even though the katan is making it for someone else who is a gadol, he's not believed to say he did it lishma unless there was a gadol omer al gabav. Mikomakom leinyan talas shel atzmo neman hu lomar kein. But when he's making the tittus for himself, he is believed. And therefore, the chiluk is, the Mishnah is discussing a katan making tzitzis for a gadol. There he's not believed to say it was a shema unless it was a gadol omer al-gabav. But if the katan did it for himself when he was a katan, and he's going to continue wearing it when he's a gadol, so then he's believed about himself to say that he did a lishma. And that's why I was thinking to answer Lipa's question, that l'chora, once he could wear it already when he's a gadol, because he's believed to say he did a lishma, so l'chora, he'd be able to let someone else wear it also. That's what I was thinking, to answer your question. In other words, if the logic is that since he's doing it for himself and he's believed to say he did a lishma, so I don't know if he has to wear it once himself or the fact that he could wear it himself, I don't see why he wouldn't be able to then pass it on to someone else because he didn't make it for someone else. He made it for himself. I guess he's more cautious when he does it for himself to say that it was done lishma. Okay,
if someone makes it tzitzis for himself, right? And then they wear it, cotton.
Yeah.
So once he made his own pair of tzitzis, can he make another pair of tzitzis himself?
No, but for sure not. For sure not.
No, he already knows what it's about.
Still, that's clear. That would not work.
Okay. How do you know he's doing the Shem Shavayim?
That's what the Bar Halacha says. V'chol ze'im yodeya bi'atzmo shetilam az l'shma. You know, he's making the determination when he's a gadol. Now he's 13, so he's determining if he did it l'shem l'shma.
How do you know he's doing the Shem? You're watching him doing it. How do you know he's...
No, if a gadol is omer al gabav, he's telling him, make sure you do it l'shma. Say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, as we'll see. So he's saying it. Zokti mechaber v'ayter. One more Shulchan Aruch over here. Sif Beis. Hitil Yisrael tzitzios bebeged belo kavana. So the last step we discussed that a guy shouldn't do it, possibly a woman shouldn't do it, possibly a katan shouldn't do it. So a regular male Yehudi should do it. So he did it. But he did it without kavanah. He didn't have kavanah to do it l'shma. He's supposed to have kavanah to do it l'shma. So im ein tzitzios acherim lahachshiro yesh lismoch al harambam shemachshir avalo yivarech alav. If there are no other tzitzis to replace it with, so then you can rely on the Rambam that says it's okay, but you shouldn't make a bracha on it. So again, it's a machlokas whether tzitzis the strings have to be put into the garment lishma or not. The Rambam holds it does not have to be lishma. The Rush holds and others hold that does have to be lishma. So if it was not done lishma, if you have no other choice, you can wear these tzitzis and rely on the Rambam who says it does not have to be done lishma, but you should not make a bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav. It was put in below Kavana. Rotzalomar Sha'asa HaKesher HaElyon Shehumi Daraisa Beli Kavana. This means you made the top knot, which is Daraisa, without Kavana. Avalim Kosher Kesher HaElyon V'chul Ya'achas BeKavana. But if you made the first knot and did the first wrappings with Kavana, Afal Pi Sha'asa Sharak Sharim V'achuyos Achagal Shelo Lishma. If you then do the rest of the knots and the wrappings without Lishma, Gam B'di'ika Titzis Achem Yish L'Hachshu. Then even if you have another pair, it's 100% fine. So that which you're talking about doing a lishma is only talking about, as we'll see, the placing of the tzitzis in the garment and doing the first knot and the first wrappings, which are daraisa. That has to be done lishma. Once that's done lishma, the rest we're not worried about. It's better to be done lishma, but you would not have to find a different pair. It would be 100% fine. And if you didn't do a lishma, the part that has to be, you can rely on the Rambam, Sifkatan Zayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu im asa hatliya v'gam kol haksharin v'achuyo shelo b'kavana. Even if you did the hanging in of the strings and the knots and the wrappings, all of it shelo b'kavana, it's still fine according to the Rambam. The Svirulei, the Rambam holds, Afa gav deboi tfiyo l'shma. Even though the Rambam agrees that you need the spinning of the strings to be done l'shma, Mikomakomatliya lo boi l'shma. However, the hanging of the tzitzis in the garment does not need to be l'shma. The Yalifla Midiksiv Bnei Yisrael La Puke Ove Gilulim. And he learns it out that it doesn't have to be Lishma from the fact that we learn out from the Pasuk of Dabir al Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are not a goy. Shema Mida di Yisrael Bli Kavana Kosher. Because if Yisrael without Kavana wouldn't be good, so automatically a goy wouldn't be good. The fact that you need a special Pasuk to exclude a goy is mashma that a Jew is good even without Kavana. That's what the Rambam learns. The fact that we're excluding a guy is mashma, a Jew is fine no matter what. And therefore, the Rambam holds, without kavana is okay. Now, the obvious kasha that we should have asked is just redo it. Take out the strings and do it again. You put the strings in, you did the first knot, the first wrappings without kavana, so undo it and have kavana. Do it again. Why don't we do that, Eitzah? simple etzah. Why are we relying on the Rambam? So, okay, rely on the Rambam, do it without a bracha. Just redo the tzitzis. So says the Mishavura in the third to last line, Ve'ein lomer yatirem mehabeged v'yachzor v'yitnem bekavono l'shem mitzvah, and don't suggest that you should just untie the strings from the beged and redo it, l'shem the mitzvah now. Why not just do that? It's simple. Why rely on the Rambam? Just redo it. Yesh lomer demayri shu samach l'shabbos. Either you have to say it's very close to Shabbos, Ve'ein shehus la'atirem ulukashem, and you pasha don't have time to undo it and then retie it. So that's one simple answer. Inami or shenifsak echa mirashav, or a very nice answer. One of the strings ripped. V'im yatirem yehei aser lasser v'litneim abeged. K'mash kosta b'simen yud beis. As with the simen yud beis, when you put the strings in initially, every string needs to be a certain size. Yud beis gudolin. But once a string rips, if one string rips, it's certainly fine. So the case is, you put all the strings in, and now one of them ripped. So leaving it as is okay, because it's got to do meitzitzis. But once you're going to start undoing it and retying it, now it's puzzle. Now you have to get new strings. So therefore, says the Mishabura, either it's close to Shabbos, you don't have time to redo it, or these are the only tzitzis you have, and these tzitzis became puzzle for an initial making of tzitzis, and it's only kosher for an after the fact. So you want to keep it as an after the fact, you don't want to redo it. And the Mishabura continues in Sefkatan Ches, on page Chavav. We said, even though you can rely on the Rambam and wear this tzitzis that was not put in Lishma, but you should not make a brach on it, afilu im lo asa rak hatchiva bakonav shelo Lishma. Even if the only thing that was not done Lishma was sticking the strings through the hole, even if that was the only thing not done Lishma, but meaning the first knot and the chulia that was all done Lishma, as long as the putting in was not Lishma, you're ready, you shouldn't make a bracha. The kol shekenim asa hakesher elyon shelo Lishma. Certainly if the first knot was not done Lishma, the Rashi v'Harosh v'Atosa Sviru de'Beina midaraisa gam kein tzliya l'shma, because all these Rishonim argue with the Rambam and they say even the putting in of the strings into the tzitzis into the talis needs to be done l'shma. Aye, what do they do with the drasha of the Rambam? Okra demiet ove gilulim tzarech afilu Yisrael omed al gabo umlamdeu l'shma. They learn that when it says bnei Yisrael and not to exclude a guy. It's not like the Rambam. They say we're excluding a guy that even a Yisrael omed al gabo won't work. Right, the Rambam says, why are you excluding a goy? It must be that even a Jew not lishma is not good. No, they learned that a Jew not lishma is not good. So why are we excluding a goy? Of course the goy is not good. No, a goy, even with the Yisrael Omer al Gabo, is still not going to work. So they learned the drasha for that, but they hold that it has to still be lishma. Al kein tzarech liyizor lechatchila kodem atzliya babege. Therefore, one needs to be careful in the beginning before he sticks in the strings into the garment. Sheyotzi b'svasa b'feirish etola kol elu atzitzis l'shem tzitzis. He should say mefurish with his mouth that he's hanging these strings in the garment l'shem the mitzvah tzitzis. Ukemosha kasavnu le'el b'simin yudalef le'inyan. Tviya ushazira. Like we said earlier, legabe, the spinning of the strings and the intertwining of the strings, that you should speak it out lechatchila and say that you're doing it lishma. Now there is one bir halacha that I'd like to read if we have a little time. Back to page 50 on the bottom, we said if it was stuck in below kavana. Now, the very interesting bir halacha over here, below kavana on page 50, he writes, what if he just had machshava? So if you remember when we learned the halachas of the spinning the strings and the shazira, we said machshava was a suffix if it works or not. So here he writes, v'imchasha v'machshavta l'shma, even though we just said in the Mishabura, you should speak it out. Let's say you just thought it, you thought you're doing a l'shem the mitzvah tzitzis, is that good or not? Nearly the yuchal of arachalav, says the Chavetz Chaim, it appears to me that you can, yes, make a brach on it. Why? After b'tviya nish'anu le'el b'tzarech inim mahani machshava, even though we said by the tviya, it's tzarech ian if it works with just machshava. Hacha mutter, why? Echa de sveik sveikahu. First of all, it's a sveik sveika. The shema halacha de sagi b'machshava. Hey, maybe the halacha over there was that machshava lishma is good enough. So stam machshava might be good enough. The shema halacha karambam. And maybe the halacha like the Rambam that you don't even need lishma. In other words, maybe when you need lishma, machshava is enough, and maybe you don't even need lishma at all. The O time achrina, another reason to add on to it to be makil is the tviyas chutin stam alav l'shem tzitzis. When you're spinning strings, unless you're specifically saying it's l'shma, mistama, you're not doing l'shma. You're making a shirt, you're doing anything, you're not doing it l'shma. Mashenkein tviyas achutin stam l'shma koi. But when you're hanging in strings into the corner of your garment, mistama, you're doing it for the mitzvah tzitzis. And therefore, that has a stam l'shma. So you have three tzadim to be makil that a machshava would work. A, you might not need lishma at all like the Rambam. B, it could be like the stuff we had earlier. It could be that machshava lishma is good enough. And C, you could say that stam lishma when you're putting the tzitzis in the garment. We only don't say stam lishma when you're doing the tviya, because tviya is not stam lishma. You just stop making strings. The strings could be anything. But when you're putting strings in the corner of your garment, mistama, you're doing it for the mitzvah tzitzis. Why else are you putting strings in the corner of your garment? We'll stop here. We'll continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night.